an opportunity for us to see them compete amongst their peers. It's just kind of where the process starts to begin and you begin to make some separation there. I think any time a representative from any club in the National Football League, especially the Chiefs, talk to you and try to find out if you fit into the locker room, if you'll immerse yourself in the culture of the Kansas City Chiefs, do you have the characteristics that we seek as players? I think that begins to establish itself and you begin to make judgments on that player if he will or will not fit within the organization. You go back and you evaluate the season. You kind of determine the strengths and weaknesses of your club, and then you begin to put together a plan of how you can fill those voids and continually be competitive within the AFC West once the staff has made, you know, their evaluations of the players as we begin to rank them, as we move forward into the draft meetings. Then we'll begin to assess the college part of it. And then we continually are meeting in terms of what is our plan for unrestricted free agency. And we're continually doing that all the way up to the beginning of the league year. We're selecting to fit for the Kansas City Chiefs. Okay, so what that does is that takes constant communication with the coordinators, both offense, defense, special teams coordinator, as well as the head coach. Once you get a basic philosophical understanding of specific positional needs, I think you have a greater understanding of what makes this defense and what makes this offense and what makes special teams click. So once you have that grasp and the understanding of what it takes for success, you go get those characteristics and those qualities.